Jim in South Carolina is dealing with a flooring issue. Tell us what's going on.
We had I had to have our flooring replaced, and it's been about a year ago, and we have a scratch across the planks.
Okay.
It goes across in an arc, and it crosses about six planks. I've tried lots of different things. I've heard a lot of different suggestions, but nothing really takes care of that. And I was trying to find out if there's a way to get it, you know, looking decent without removing the boards and putting them back. I do have the wood in case it comes to that, but, you know, I just wanted to do something simple.
All right, how long is the scratch?
It's about 4 feet long.
Oof, wow. That's a big one. And what kind of floor is this? Was it a pre-finished hardwood floor?
Yes.
You're going to have to replace it.
Okay.
It's very difficult to refinish a pre-finished floor. I will tell you that. Because when you sand off the old finish, you almost never, even if you have the materials from the manufacturer, it almost never comes up right. The easiest thing for you to do is to tear those out and replace them.
Okay, well, I've tried, and nobody down here wants to tackle the job.
Yeah, well, it's kind of an impossible job. I mean, if you had a small scratch, I would tell you to use a wax stick. There's a way that you can get, Minwax has these stain sticks that work really well. You melt them a little bit with a lighter, and they drip the wax into the crack, into the gouge, and kind of buff it, and it hides the whole thing really, really well. But you can't do that with a four-foot-long scratch.
Yeah, right.
Why did it take them 4 feet to figure out they were dragging something across the floor?
It was a person who was helping me move it across the floor. And he didn't want to use the dollies, and he grabbed the end and pushed it across before I could say no. Son, you know how they are. They know everything these days.
Can't hate them too much.
Right.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.